Ryan's third goal go in?
I honestly didn't know until I asked the ref behind the net, because you know I was kind of coming out the other side, and instantly I thought it hit off the crossbar, so I was trying to put it in myself. It shows where my head was at, but once they were all huddled around, I was pumped. It was something that this team's kind of held over our heads a little bit. You know, having Eric Bolden have the last one, he still keeps in touch with a lot of guys and lets everyone know. So it'll be fun. You know, it'll be fun for some of the guys that are good friends with him to let him know it's over tonight.
And for a guy like Brian to get it, I mean, it's kind of one that, I don't want to say flies under the radar, but doesn't always get the attention that some of the other guys in the league do.
Well, when he's feeling good with the puck and he gets hot, he's about as dangerous as anyone I've ever played with. Litz has gone on some streaks where, he's just unconscious. Everything he touches goes in the net, and it kind of seems like that's the way it is right now. His stick always seems to be open. Whenever I have the puck, I just always see his stick open, and that's fun. It's a lot of fun to play with a guy like that that just is always in the right spots, always open, and to get rewarded. That's awesome.
What's seen Chris in his first
play? Chris scored tonight? Thor scored? That was awesome. It just like kind of the same thing. Guy getting rewarded for hard work, hard work coming in every day and just doing what he's asked. There's nights where, that line plays 2-3 minutes and don't say a word about it. So anytime those guys get rewarded and they feel confident in their game, you just can't feel happy enough for them.
A lot of talk about team defense going into this one. How do you think you guys played?
Great. Defense is a team thing, and we lose our, arguably our top two guys. That just requires the rest of the group to get going. So that says a lot about our team to lose those two guys and not miss a beat tonight.
Things deteriorated a bit into fisticuffs there in the third. What caused all that, you think?
Well, I mean, frustration on their side. I think so, yeah. I mean, 5-1 game, that stuff's going to happen. I think our guys did a good job staying together, but those things work themselves out.
Describe games to be ugly and not cute, I guess, but a game like tonight, how do you put that into words?
Well, it was, guys got rewarded. I think we've done a lot of the same things. I think we've created a fair amount of offense from the way we've been playing defensively. We just haven't been able to put the puck in the net, and that's a confidence thing. But as that grows, as you grow confidence in your ability to create chances and score goals based off your defense, that's how you take that next step in being a really tough team to play.
How do you make sense of a 5-on-3 power play that turns into a 6-on-3 power play? Have you ever seen that before?
That was a first, yeah. Well, maybe not a first. I shouldn't say that, but you don't see it very often. How it was tonight at the beginning of the third period. So, and I know it was funny when Buff got the puck and he swung it down the ice, and all of a sudden he's like, oh man, I had a shot at that one. So that was crazy. But that's something that he's done in the past. A while last year in the playoffs. They're pulling the goalie with 3-4 minutes left, and they've had success doing it. So,
you haven't had a chance to